Welcome back to Code Harvest. In this video, we are going to be making the login or a sign up page. This is part 4 of this web series, so please check out part 1 to part 3 in the description down below. And without further ado, let's get started. So as you can see, our login or sign up page has nothing. It is completely blank. So let's head over to our VS Code. And right now, let's just add the building blocks of a HTML page. So let's proceed with creating the body. So what we want is basically to pick or choose a background image. And in this case, I will be using this image right here. I believe it's account bg.jpg. So let's reload that, and I'm gonna add a few properties, CSS properties, to ensure that it covers the whole page, it does not repeat, and the background image is fixed, attached completely. Now we are going to be moving on to our nav. So right here, we're just going to be creating a new div, and we'll call that class. We'll include a class called container. And basically, I'm also including the image, which will be at the top center of the page, justified to the center of the page. And now let's head over to our next part, which is creating a new div. And we'll create a new class called white box, and we'll create another class called center. So basically, we just want to create a white box that we've seen at the beginning of the video, and we want to center that to the we want to position that to the center of the page. So now let's head over to our CSS file and actually create the white box and the center properties. So the white box happens to be at the center of the page. It has a border radius, and since the corners looks round, the background color is white, and it has a specific height and width. Now let's move on to our second div, which is our form box. However, we're not going to be adding any properties to form box. In fact, we will actually include properties for it later on, but for now, I'll just create an ID called form box, and I will include the class center, since we want everything to be centered, like the text, etc. The text, the buttons, the links, and so on. Okay, and now that we have that set, we are going to create a new header. And we'll just say sign up. So that should now appear. And while that loads, let's begin to create our new form, in which we want a style width of about 300 pixels. And we'll create 3 divs right here. Each one should include a class called input box, and which we will include the CSS properties in a moment, and each of them should have an input of type equals text. Out of focus equals to on, also placeholder should equal to name for the first one at least, and it should be required to fill in, you know, the input box. So we're just gonna copy and paste that to for email and for password as well. Okay, so I believe now it is time to include the properties of input box. Alright, now I have basically chosen a grayish color for our input box, and now I'll just be working on removing the input background color, which is white, removing the border as well, making sure that there is no outline at all, and increasing the width between the edge of each, the left part of the input box and the input box itself. All right, now that we're done with that, we're just going to head over to Bootstrap. I'm going to use Bootstrap version 5, and I'm going to look for icons that will basically symbolize or display or signify you know, the name, user, the an email, basically an envelope, and a lock. Alright, now that we are done with the buttons, let's just close the Bootstrap tab. And one thing that we're missing is to change this text from text to password. So now that I type, it's gonna be in black dots. And that's just very simple and very easy, which is very convenient. So let's just change the background color of each icon to about dark gray, so off the same range, 128. However, we're just going to increase the A range to 1. So I'm just gonna, okay, why are there two? Oops. So I'm just gonna copy that and paste that for every input box. And now that we're done, I'm just going to increase the margin. Okay, and now that we're done with the header as well as each input box, we're just going to go ahead and include the button that will just say enter. And I have a CSS file full of buttons, so in this case I'll be using button peach filled just to match up with the background and the overall theme of the clothing store. And I think that looks much better. So last but not least, we just need to include the link as well, as which comes with the JavaScript as well. We haven't included the JavaScript, so I've already included the buttons that we IDs that we will change the text content. So for example, this first one from already a user to not a user, and this one here to sign up for the login page. And I also included a new header, of course. And once again, we're going to remove name for the login page. Okay, before we actually include the JavaScript code that allows us to view our login page through clicking this link right here, we should first include the option for the user to view their password as well as hide their password. So we should use an eye icon, which probably you've seen before, when you click it, you have the option to view your password, and when you click it again, it hides. So let's head over here and create a new div, and in here we're just going to create a, wait, before that, let's create a new ID here, since we're gonna use this ID later on, and I'll just call this one iKey. Alright, so now we're going to look for Bootstrap icons before we actually add some JavaScript code. And we're gonna have to fix the CSS. We're gonna have to add some CSS properties as well. All right, now that you can see the eye icons, I'm just going to fix on the CSS properties for this to make sure that it moves towards the end of the input box and it looks more a little lighter than that. It complements the input box color of this lock. These icons are kind of dark gray, and yeah. All right, now that we're done with that, let's head over here to our head part, to our head tag, and include or add a new script. And in here, before we include the function, I'm just going to call it a function because no function is being called. So on click, call out I toggle. So let's head over here and create a new function called I toggle, and when that is being called, we just want to grab the IDs for these two toggles. All right, now that I've just added three variables, so one for the i/ icon, one for the one without, and one for including the option to view the password, so we will be able to change the display to show the password. Okay, I mean, we're gonna change the type, so from password to text. So now let's include the if statement. Alright, now that I've added the JavaScript, so basically what I've said is if the iToggle with the slash is not seen once clicked, then it should be shown and the other icon should be hidden and the type of input here should be password. But if this is clicked as it is, then this should be hidden, the other icon should be shown, and the type of input should be text. All right, now that we have that fixed, now let's take a reload and let's actually view a password. So let me just type 123, let me click this icon, and now we can finally see this. So now let's move on to our last function, which is login process. So over here, we're just going to create a new function. We've already created the name, so it's called login process. And now I'm just going to add the exact same logic to this, we're just using different IDs. Alright, that's the end of the creation of this page. If you like this video, please give this video a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe if you have not. So see you next week and keep harvesting. Goodbye.